Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's woman power. Addresses Women Empowerment Mahasammelan in Bhopal to mark 300th birth anniversary of Ahilya Bai Holkar. Prime Minister inaugurates several developmental projects in Madhya Pradesh, including Dhatia and Satna airports. Indian Army conducts field trials of next-generation defence technologies at key locations across the country to assess their performance. Russia says its military campaign in Ukraine will continue until a formal and lasting peace agreement is signed between the two countries. And India finishes second in Asian Athletics Championship in South Korea with 24 medals, including 8 gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's woman power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal, he said, India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women's Empowerment Mahasammelan organised on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. He said, Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है जहां पाकिस्तान की सेना ने सोचा तक नहीं था वहां आतंकी ठिकानों को हमारी सेना ने मिट्टी में मिला दिया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने डंके की चोट पर कह दिया है कि आतंकवादियों के जरिए छद्म युद्ध प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं चलेगा
Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister highlighted the public welfare schemes inspired by the ideals of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar. He said the government is following her mantra of Nagarik Devo Bhava in its governance and has made women-led development the foundation of national progress. Women, he said, are at the centre of every major government initiative.
नागरिक देवो भव गवर्नेंस का मंत्र है हमारी सरकार विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट के विजन को विकास की धुरी बना रही है सरकार के हर बड़ी योजना के केंद्र में माताएं बहनें बेटियां हैं गरीबों के लिए 4 करोड़ घर बनाए जा चुके हैं और इनमें से अधिकतर घर हमारी माताओं बहनों के नाम पर है इनमें से ज्यादातर महिलाएं ऐसी हैं जिनके नाम पहली बार कोई संपत्ति दर्ज हुई है
During the event, the Prime Minister inaugurated key infrastructure projects, including Indore Metro's first phase and 2 regional airports, one in Satna and another in Dhatia.
आज मध्य प्रदेश को पहली मेट्रो सुविधा मिली है इंदौर पहले ही स्वच्छता के लिए दुनिया में अपनी पहचान बना चुका है कुछ दिन पहले ही केंद्र सरकार ने रतलाम नागदा रूट को 4 लाइनों में बदलने के लिए स्वीकृति दे दी है केंद्र सरकार ने इंदौर मनमाड़ रेल परियोजना को भी मंजूरी दे दी है आज मध्य प्रदेश के दतिया और सतना भी
On the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar, special programs were organized today around the country. The government released a commemorative postage stamp and a special coin dedicated to Devi Ahilya Bai. The National Devi Ahilya Bai Award was also presented to a woman artist for contribution in tribal, folk and traditional arts. A report on the life and works of Ahilya Devi Holkar from our correspondent.
Regarded as one of the most visionary female rulers of India, Rajmata Ahilya Bai Holkar was the queen of the Malwa kingdom, widely known for her wisdom, courage and administrative skills. In the 18th century, she was instrumental in spreading the message of dharma and propagating industrialization. Under Ahilya Bai's rule, Malwa enjoyed relative peace, prosperity and stability, while her capital Maheshwar was turned into an oasis of literary, musical, artistic and industrial pursuits. Her legacy still lives on through the values, social reforms and public works undertaken by her. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
National President of the BJP and Union Minister JP Nadda has said that Ahilya Bai Holkar encouraged religion, protected culture and was a great social reformer who worked to preserve and revive India's tradition and culture. Mr. Nadda was addressing a program on the 300th birth anniversary of Ahilya Bai Holkar in Jaipur. He said that she was a courageous and fearless woman who did historic work for women's empowerment.
उनमें संकल्प शक्ति की वो प्रतिमूर्ति थी, जो संकल्प कर लिया उसको पूरा करना उनके जीवन का लक्ष्य था, और उसी तरीके से वो साहस से परिपूर्ण थी और विचारधारा से कटिबद्ध थी। उनका जीवन एक लक्ष्य के लिए समर्पित जीवन था। वो कूटनीति की ज्ञाता भी थी और साथ ही साथ वो साहसिक और निर्भीक महिला भी थी।
As a demonstration of India's steadfast commitment to eradicating terrorism, 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule interacted with the Peace and Security Council of the African Union at AU headquarters in Addis Ababa. The delegation exchanged views on ways and means to counter terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The all-party delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Eknath Shinde, successfully concluded its visit to Sierra Leone and is now en route to Liberia. In Sierra Leone, the delegation met with members of the Indian diaspora and reaffirmed India's collective resolve and unity in the fight against terrorism. Speaking at the event, BJD MP Sasmit Patra, a member of the delegation, strongly condemned Pakistan, stating that it exports terror and shelters dictators and militants.
While India launches satellites, Pakistan launches suicide bombers. While India exports software, Pakistan exports terror. India builds universities, Pakistan breeds extremism. While India empowers youth with innovation, Pakistan radicalizes them with hate. India sends doctors to save lives, Pakistan sends terrorists to take lives.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember India's first Paramveer Chakra awardee, Major Somnath Sharma, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War of 1947-48.
Born in January 1923 in Himachal Pradesh, Major Somnath Sharma was commissioned into the Kumaon Regiment in February 1942. In October 1947, when Pakistan launched a tribal invasion of Jammu and Kashmir, he played a pivotal role in defending the valley. Despite having his arm in a plaster cast, Major Somnath Sharma insisted on leading D Company of 4 Kumaon, which was airlifted to Srinagar on October 31st. On November 3rd, his company was tasked with holding a position near Budgam, while two other companies returned to base. At 14:35 hours, they came under sudden attack by around 700 enemy forces with small arms, mortars and heavy automatics, inflicting heavy casualties on the Indians. Refusing to retreat, Major Sharma motivated his men to hold their ground. Even with limited firepower and mounting casualties, he continued to lead from the front, filling magazines and operating light machine guns with one usable hand. While he was busy fighting the enemy, a mortar shell exploded on the ammunition near him. That ended the promising career of young Major Sharma. In his final message to Brigade Headquarters, he said, "I shall not withdraw an inch but will fight to the last man and the last round." Major Somnath Sharma was awarded Paramveer Chakra posthumously. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defence technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges and Joshimath. A report.
The Ministry of Defence in a statement today said that these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defence systems rigorously. Air defence equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. The demonstrations feature a wide array of advanced technologies developed under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Key platforms undergoing evaluation include unmanned aerial systems, UAV-launched precision-guided munitions, loitering munitions, low-level lightweight radars, electronic warfare platforms, and specialized vertical-launched drones. A large number of defense industry partners are taking part in the demonstration. Abhineet Shukla, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Russia has vowed to continue its military campaign in Ukraine until the underlying causes of the conflict are resolved and peace agreements are formally ratified. Chairman of the Russian State Duma's Defense Committee, Andrei Kartapolov, today ruled out any unconditional ceasefire, stating that Moscow would continue its assault unless a formal lasting agreement is signed between the two countries. Alleging the West's empty promises to Moscow in prior negotiations, he said Russia would not be deceived again by golden illusions. In Pakistan, the Baluch Liberation Army, BLA freedom fighters, claim to have taken complete control of Surab city in the Baluchistan province, paralyzing all military, administrative and financial structures of the state. BLA spokesperson Jayant Baloch said the operation continued for over 3 hours, during which the fighters took control of the paramilitary force station, police station, deputy commissioner office, guest house and bank, damaging infrastructure. Back home, the Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea moved by RJD chief and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav seeking to stay the trial court proceedings in the Land for Jobs scam case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The case centres on accusations that Mr. Yadav granted railway jobs in exchange for land parcels which were transferred to his family or associates during his tenure from 2004 to 2009. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. On the last day of the championship today, India bagged 3 silver and 3 bronze medals. In the women's 4x400m relay race, the Indian team of Shrabani Nanda, Abhinay Rajarajan, Sneha SS and Nitya Gandhi claimed the silver medal. The Miss World pageant finale began in Hyderabad this evening at a glittering event. The new Miss World will be crowned at the culmination of month-long cultural and traditional events and challenges on various aspects. Though India found a place in the top 20 contestants, Nandini Gupta could not make it to the top 8. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's woman power, addresses Women Empowerment Mahasammelan in Bhopal to mark 300th birth anniversary of Ahilya Bai Holkar. Prime Minister inaugurates several developmental projects in Madhya Pradesh, including Dhatia and Satna airports. Indian Army conducts field trials of next-generation defence technologies at key locations across the country to assess their performance. Russia says its military campaign in Ukraine will continue until a formal and lasting peace agreement is signed between the two countries. And India finishes second in Asian Athletics Championship in South Korea with 24 medals, including 8 gold. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.